And the thought that come to my mind was the God that has, that does, that will. And the human beings today, they don't seem to trust in a God that's done anything. They don't seem to believe in a God that will do anything. And you and I today, God not only has in the past, but He does right now, and He will in the future, hold and control everything that there is. And you know, I realize we're living in a day and a time when an unproven fact is wild in our country of evolution. And you'll find a lot of people that call themselves Christians says, well, creation could have come by evolution. God allowed it to come by evolution. If you believe it that way, you do not have faith in a true and living God. Why? Because that is not the way that God said that it happened. And each one of us, we need to realize the true and living God holds everything in His hand. And because of that, He created the very way that He said that He did. He spoke things into existence. And then He molded things from the dust of the earth with His hand and breathed breath into it. And that's why man become a living soul. You'll find there's one place where it talks about God formed all of the creatures. But the only one that He breathed breath of life into was man. The other God created, He made of. But when it comes to man, He breathed the breath of life in him. And you and I today, we need to realize God is still the one in control. And that breath of life that He gives unto man, He still remembers that very moment when He took Adam, the only one there that was waiting in His form, and breathed the breath of life in him. He does something that would last forever and ever and ever. That breath of life that was given to man made him a living soul, because it comes from God. It was something apart of God, and God will never die. And the part that comes from Him will live forever also. If you'd like to read with us in the first chapter of St. John, and starting with the very first verse, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Then if you'll go down into the 14th verse, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, here He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Then there it said, and the Word was made flesh. Christ was in the beginning with the Father when creation was done. And if you'll turn over into the very first chapter, the book of Genesis, and the 26th verse, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, God, you'll find that if you read on ahead of this, it talks about Him creating other things. But then when it come, they was all made like their kind. Everything had a form. Everything was made to where the horses whatever that was made, they all went after their own kind. They didn't cross up. The trees, everything that was in the forest, it gave forth its seed, and the seed come back the same as what it came from. But God, when He come to man, He said, let's make him in our image, different from anything else upon the face of the earth. Let's make him in our image. God created man, and He gave us something special that nothing else had. That ability to think, that ability to be, though we was not the strongest by no means, but that intellect, that brain to think, that we could rule and be able to overcome all of the rest of the creation that God made. We walk upright like of the God He created us like that in His image. But you and I were far below what God is. We have not the power. We have not the knowledge of God. You and I today, God give us the capability of far more than what we do and what we use, what God give us. But yet, we can never be as smart as that one that created us. And I was thinking on these things and thinking about how foolish it was for people to say that we just evolved. And I was sitting there thinking, and I want you to think of this. We're not going to go into all of the other animals and all of the other creation that God made and all of the microscopic life that's here that God created for a purpose to fulfill everything that was needed here in this world, that it might make it a place where you and I could live. But we just want to look at the human body for just a little while and man say, oh, it was just sort of an accident that happened. How we evolved from a microscopic animal and gradually developed into what that we are. I want you to look at something for just a little while. Just the simple things to the body and think about it to see what kind of an accident would have to take place. But instead of that, what kind of thought is good from an all-wise God to create the very body that we dwell in, you and I today, if it was a total accident, why is it that we have hair up on the head and our whole body not covered with it, our face and all? How come the hair on the head, it grows in one braid, and our eyebrows, our eyelashes, the hair on the heart, the hair in the ears, the hair in the nose, it grows in a different braid? You and I, what would we look like if the hair of our eyebrows and the eyelashes grew like the hair on the head? But God's gonna live it under what it was. Why? He put it here for a purpose upon our body, and God knew what we needed, and He designed it for that very thing. You and I today, we can say, oh, it was an accident. Accident, no, their fault. The thing that was needed, and to see that we're provided with the things that we do need. You and I today, you think of the ability, the miracle of sight, and just what that it is, and how wonderful it is, and how God created it, and the thought that went into that, the creation of the eye, and how that we can direct it at something, and it picks up that image, and transports it to the brain. But that was not miracle enough. That eyeball is going to be lubricated, or after a while it'll dry out, and you can't see. But God created it then, not accident.
But God created that lubrication system there that you don't have to think about. It's just a replay that eyelid blinks across that eye and it moistens it. No water to pour it out except when we're crying. But it's oozing enough to keep that eye lubricated. You and I said, what kind of an accident would happen that would develop something so wonderful and tight and the meat
of taking care of the eye? And I don't know if you've ever worked around dusty situations to where you get dust and dirt in your eye. But that wonderful cleaning mechanism that God created there, if you just keep blinking your eye, it'll work that grit, that dirt, right to the corner of your eye and flush it out. God thought all of that out. He seen. He knew exactly what that we needed. You and I today, we can be in a real dusty situation. And people will go and they'll get masks and they'll put all this upon their face. But yet you'll find, long time before all of those was created, God has right within the body itself. Those hairy, you know, that filtering system. You get in a real dusty situation. You don't open your mouth and breathe, but you breathe so you know. And it'll filter out the biggest majority of it before it ever goes into your lungs. Your lungs, what a delicate thing it is to take oxygen out and to pass it on into the blood system. God created it. Why? Because He thought it out. He knew what man needed. He put all of our vital organs right under our chest cavity and created the ribs to come around to protect our that we might be able to pick up anything, squeeze them under our chest and still protect the organs on the inside. Walk around with it and lay it down and not do no damage to our body. The ribs, how flexible they are. Oh, what a power I blow. They can still survive. God thought it all out and knew just what we needed. The backbone out that God figured out what man needed there to be able to be somewhere. The limb thing, the legs and all of the muscle, the joints, everything. All that we can do. The way that our thumb and our fingers were and our arms, how that God thought out all of that and what man needed and created us, not by trial and error, but the first model was perfect. You and I today, we can say all we want to about evolution, but it won't work. God has created the very best for man in everything that there was here. Everything that we can see, it was there, and then we were placed here amongst it. God created every bit of it. And then He put you and I here. And you know, today, we can look at all of that God did and think how wonderful it is. And it is. He gives you and I a brain that doctors, everybody that's studied anything about the brain, even when they've got to the point where they can plug us into electrodes and they can see what part of our brain is working when different activities are taking place. And they realize that the capability of the brain, we only use a very small portion of it. God give us more than we even need or use. Why? Because we're not smart enough even to accept and be able to do with all that God give us. We're not able to come up with enough knowledge to fill up that brain that God gave us. A lot of people, they think, oh, that's just too much for me to learn. If you apply yourself, God give you a brain to be able to do it. You haven't got it filled yet. You know, you think of all that God has done, creation and all of that, but then look at what He done, what He sent His Son, that you and I might have salvation. He gave us salvation, that it wasn't something we deserved. It was something that was a gift from God. Why? Because He loved that man that He had created, that woman that He had created. He loved them enough that He was willing to send His Son, that they might be able to be redeemed by into the rights of God, into God, of that salvation, to be able to walk with Him upon streets of pure gold. Man, He rejected their plan of salvation, but God still says to this day, that is the work that I have done, and you're going to have to accept it, you and I today. It's not what God's going to do in the future that will save us. It's what He's already done. That salvation has been paid for, and we must accept it if we're going to be born again. You know, we're living in a day and a time when people does not want to believe in Christ no more than they want to believe in the creation. And I realize in our schools today, they don't want to have creation taught next to evolution. And for a very good reason. Evolution is a theory. It's not a fact. All people have to do is look around and see a fact that we're here. A fact of new life being born. You know, for man to think that reproduction come about by accident. You know, God in Genesis talked about all that He created, and it was all after its own kind. And you take red birds out in the woods, they look out for another red bird of their own kind to nest with. Everything that God created, it does that very thing. And you know, you think, man today, we look at that and to think that that was all just an accident. That we all started from the same form of life when we all developed into all these many different life forms. They're denying the very power of God. They're denying the very foundation that life was built upon. They're refusing to accept it. Then how, if we don't accept that as being true and factual, then how can we accept the Son that was there at that creation as being our Savior, our Lord, and our Master? Today people, they want to say, oh, I'm a Christian, but I don't necessarily believe that you got to live this way or that way or what I just as long as I feel you and I today, each one of us, God has done the world back there in the past of creation, all else the salvation that was paid for at Calvary. Then proved when His Son rose from the dead that He was the Son of God, not just an ordinary man, but He come out of the grave victory, proving to all that I'm something different. I am God. And you're going to be saved. You must come through it, Bobby. Because there is no other. In all of that, God has already done, then today, you and I, what God does do today is He still forgives and He still answers prayer. And He makes a difference in everyone's life that will come and surrender unto Him. You know, people today, they say, oh, God must be dead because there's no evidence of Him around. No, there's plenty of evidence around if man will just surrender unto the things of God. Do you realize if ever man, woman, and child upon the face of the earth live according to the Word of God and to surrender unto God, the work that God would do in hell will surrender. We could close our courthouses. We could do away with all of the jail. We could do away with our plea for the why? Because they would not be dead. Why? Because man today, they would be so changed. And sin, their crime, it would be known. Why? Because that heart of a pure and clean person, they don't go out committing murder and the sins and the things that destroy every nation. They don't go around telling lies and destroying one another. Why? When you say that from a person, I don't care if they are a church member, if because that heart is not right, there's something wrong there. They're not letting the work that God wants to do today in you anything to be done. And that's why that the world in the shape that it's in, not because God didn't start off with a good creation, but because man has failed to become what God wanted him to be. You and I, we was formed and made in the image of God. And God's desire was for man to desire to be like God, to be obedient unto Him. You know, you take a little child, if you see it doing what its father or its mother is doing, you'll hear people say they want to be just like their father or they want to be just like their mother. Well, if we look around over the world, it's very easy to see there's not many people that wants to be like God, is there? Why? Because there's not many that's doing what God would have us do today. And each and every one of us, you know, we can see so quickly that God's work that He would like to do with man today is not being accomplished, not because God can't, but because man is unwilling. You know, you can find, and I've seen this, Bible speaks about the potter's wheel, and I've seen people working with clay trying to make something out of it, and they'll say, oh, the clay's being rebellious. Why? Because it won't form the way they want it to. And if it's not a good form of clay, it resists. It won't shape. It won't form. And they can keep wetting it and trying and trying. And after a while, if it refuses, they end up throwing it away. Why? It won't let me mold it into what I want it to be. Man today thinks God will take us just how we are. No, God works with us to form us and mold us into what He wants us to be. And if we refuse, then He throws the clay away. You and I today, there's coming a time when we'll stand before God, a vessel of honor, that we yield it in the hand of the Master and allow Him to make with us, or we're going to find we're one that is being thrown away because we wouldn't yield unto Him. And God still does work in the heart and the life of people if we'll only surrender unto Him. Then the last one, the God that will. You and I today, the world don't like to think about this, But God said that you and I, one way or the other, we're going to face God. We're going to give an account before God. And God, what He said, will come to pass the way that He said it. And you'll find in His Word, He said, you and I, if we endure to the end, living a Christian life, we shall be saved. But if we don't, what waits us? He said, though, if you turn your back and you walk away, those that choose not to live for it, when we stand before it, we're going to hear Him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. And you'll be turned into the lake of fire. God is going to do a work on this world. He said He was going to destroy it with fire. He told the master, when He destroyed it with water before, He held a rainbow in the sky. He said, when you see this, you'll know. Never again will I destroy it with water. The next time I'll destroy it with fire. Then amen, you see the rainbow. And we think of that old tale. Oh, at the end of the rainbow, the pot of gold. Well, have you ever seen a rainbow? I can remember as a kid in North Carolina seeing one. Come right down and you can see it. You're like Ian in the hayfield on my dad's car. And it wasn't raining real hard. The sun was shining. Me and Wade were running out there to that rainbow. Thought we'd get in it and play. What do you get for it, boy? And it's on out there ahead. You can't catch up to it. Why? It's just like what God said. Not what man said. It's a promise from God. But there's coming a time. Man may not be able to take hold of that rainbow here in life. But there's coming a time they'll say, God remember what He hung in there for. And His word is true. And God will do exactly that He promised unto man. You know, back in the garden, He told Adam and Eve, when He put them there, He said, basically you can live forever as long as you don't eat of this tree. But the day you eat of that, you shall surely die. If you ever stop to think, God created our bodies to literally live forever the way He created them in Adam and Eve. But because of their sin, death was pronounced upon them. Do you realize what a little difference it would take in that creation of God? Our body renews itself. Cells die in a body and are renewed constantly. But those cells, though they're new, they start showing age. They come back like the old cell that they replaced with age on them. A God that created all of that. Oh, how easy it would be for Him to say the aging process is gone. That cell, when it renews itself just as young and just as vibrant as the one that it was replacing. You and I today, it's all in the hands of God. Man does not want to accept it, but it's all in the hands of God. Have you ever been to the point in life where you was out working or whatever, and you got so dry that the saliva in your mouth quit working the way that it should, and it starts getting just thick, and it quits lubricating the way that it should, and your mouth starts getting so dry, and after a while, it literally feels like it's trying to stick together? Why? Your body is dehydrating. Look what a wonderful thing God created. All of that in our mouth, the lubrication. Think of what went into it to give man something that the other animals don't have. A voice box to be able to speak and our tongue to form words that we could communicate. God wanted us to talk to Him.
He wanted us to hear His voice. And He wanted to hear our voice. But man did not want that. You'll find back there in Israel, they told us of Moses there, you go talk to God. And you come and tell us they did not want to hear, they did not want to talk to God. But God still wants to talk to man and will only listen. God still desires man to go and to talk to Him, to pray. You and I today have to be answered if we only pray from a sincere heart. We can find out just how true it is. When God said, whatever He asked in faith, believe it, I'll do it. God said that He would and that He will. And you and I today,
we can find that the Word of God is true. Man does not want to accept that we was created by an all-wise God. Because if we accept that, then we also got to accept the part that we're going to have to give an account before that same God, that Creator. Have you ever seen somebody make something and then they go tearing it apart? And you couldn't understand why, because it looked real good. You thought that'd be nice to have. And you question somebody, they say, well, they made it, they can do with it as they please. The whole divine. Whether you want to accept it or not, God made you and you belong to Him. And if you don't serve Him, God will do with you as He please, according to what He says. Man that does not serve God here in this life will wish they had for all of eternity. Why? There's only two places for man to end up. Either in heaven with God because we pleased God and repented of our sin, or in hell where we'll never be able to hear the voice of God or feel a touch from Him or anything again. In hell, experiencing torment for all of eternity. You and I today, God stands ready to save us if we'll believe. God stands ready to heal us if we believe. You know, a lot of people today, they just can't believe that God could heal a body. Well, if God created it, who better to be able to heal it? You know, if you buy something, you can take it to a lot of people to work on it. But if you know the one that made that, wouldn't you rather have them be the one working on it than somebody that tried to learn after the fact? But why? Because they was one to give all the thought into how that it worked and put it together. Well, you and I today, I'd much rather have my life in the hands of the one that made it than anybody else. And each one of us today, God stands ready to forgive us of our sin and to give us a new life. One that one that can be better than we ever imagined. Not because, you know, I know a lot of people that has literally come to the Lord and pay their tithes and all of that because they think that that will make them a better, give them a better life, because if they give $10 to the Lord, God's going to give them $100 back. Or if they go to church, that's going to make them more special and God will look after them. If that's the only reason you're going, you're not a Christian. You come to the Lord because you realize you need salvation. You need to be forgiven. And because that you want to live for the Lord, because you love Him, you see your great need for Him. Today, if there's ever been a time that the human family needs to turn their heart and life over to the Lord, it's this day and time in which we live. The world is full of people that call themselves a Christian that don't know the true and living God. They've never surrendered unto Him. You think, how soon from Adam the generations turned and walked away and forgot about the God that created them. How soon? God destroyed the world with water, just saved eight souls. and started over again. But man still did not remember God the way that they should. And today, you know, man is here, has a time and places to worship God if we only would. And yet, for all of that, they don't want to think of God as being the one that controls it all. While we get some verse song to sing, either we remember God now, or for all of eternity, we'll be praying and calling upon Him, but it'll be too late. He said, for us to call upon Him while He's near. He's willing to stand and knock upon your heart's door, inviting you to open unto Him. Will you today? Believe the true and living God. Don't believe what any man says. I don't care how many doctorates or whatever he's got attached to his name. I'm saying come and believe the one that created it all and knows much more. And he said, I have no beginning of days and I have no end. If you can find a man walking here on the face of this earth that can say to you, oh, believe me, because my life will be forever. I'm not going to die. You can't mark a time when I was born. You're not going to find him. Why? Because everybody that's alive today has a birth certificate or somebody that said when they were born. God, he had no beginning and he has no end. And you and I today, we're going to deal with him either as our Savior or when our life is over, as our judge. I'll tell you from experience, he's a very sweet Savior. But by his word, he's going to be a harsh judge. Please, don't wait till then to meet God. Meet him today as your friend. That he said, I'll stick closer than a brother. That's one that you can depend upon. While we sing, will you come? Trust in the true and living God. The one that created everything that you see. And even beyond what you can see. Will you come? God loves you enough to send his son that you might have life. All of the fault that went in to the creation of the human body, there was even more fault than that that went in to the plan of salvation. Because you'll find that before we were even created from the foundation of the world, Christ saw that he'd have to come to be our Savior. Will you come today?